B-Pod Studios.
What's up, Al? Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good evening and welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this week one encounter of the New England Patriots, the defending Super Bowl champions, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I like football season and all the things that go with it.
Shotgun snap to Brady, backs up, four-man rush, dumps it off across the middle, catch by Gordon, stride into the 20, and he handles at the five, out of a tackle, alive, into the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
Go Patriots!
Long ball for Gordon down the middle, makes the catch between three Steelers, and he falls at the 43.
Unbelievable.
An in-short motion will take the lateral from Brady. He's going to look to throw. He throws it back across the field left. Caught by White. Runs down the left sideline 40. 35-30. Tooney with a lead block at the 25. And White is clipped down. Tripped at the Pittsburgh 20. Don takes the snap. Play fake. Throw down the middle for Dorsett. Touchdown, Patriots.
Still want a punt? Or do you think you need points, Pittsburgh? Because this guy's just dicing you right now.
Drop by Brady. A throw to the left. Caught by Edelman on the run. 35-30. Lowers the shoulders, and he's inside the 25.
I love zone coverage. I really do.
Catches made nearby. Jacoby Myers, who bumps off the hit at the 45 and dives it across the 40. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long bundle wide open to Dorsett. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriots!
You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard. Freaking strike right down the gut.
Tempest must be just that. Tempest must be just that.
Start the buses.
Firing a deep ball down the right side. That pass intercepted in the end zone. And Devin McCourty has it for a touchback. And the Steelers never reach the goal line. The Patriots win the season opener by a 33-3 final. Brady throws three touchdown passes. And the Pats dominate here at Gillette as they take the first step in 2019 after celebrating the final step of 2018.
You know, always good to start off the season like that. I thought our guys really did a great job this week in preparing.
Antonio, I think everybody's excited to add, you know, great players. It helps everybody when, you know, you have great players that are sharing the burden of a tough football season.
Grandma, they free me! They free me, Grandma!
I know you're going
to work out. Ah, God is the greatest.
Everybody, good morning. If you're watching on twitch.tv, it should be an interesting day. We already have a engineer Josh in helping Bird, and Bird is also supposed to answer the phones because Nick is out.
Okay, running so, back and forth.
I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but it's going to be interesting because something's got to give. At some point, something's got to give.
It's next man up, man. Next man up.
Yeah, well, I think it's unfortunate that an engineer had to come in before 6 o'clock in the morning to help our man Bird, but that is the case. So a lot going on over the weekend, including non-sports related or non-football related stuff as well that we can discuss. But people obviously want to talk about the Antonio Brown situation, and very funny when that came out. Very, very funny.
Oh, I mean, funny. It was everything I ever wanted. It was a dream come true, to be quite honest.
It's a gift.
The content gods just put their finger on our heads and went,
And then they went ahead and they guaranteed him $10 million.
I mean, that was so just awesome.
So he has no incentive after the first game that he plays to do anything.
Well, the only incentive that he has, if he was a rational thinking person, would be that he needs this to prove to the world that he's not an F-up. Like, he needs to be a good soldier. But we're talking about Antonio Brown,
oh, yeah,
who is not a rational thinking person.
Well, Brewski said something yesterday that he's gonna do something.
Oh, yeah.
He can't.
He won't last the season.
He's going to.
Can't help himself.
Oh, it's going to be great. Because I guarantee, because they play Miami next week, I guarantee he has, like, 10 catches for, like, 200 yards.
He's going to kill it for 3 weeks.
Yep.
He's going to kill it for three weeks.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too, is that he's going to be, and everyone's going to go, in your face.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, he's the go- look at what we got here.
And
you know,
then we get to October.
And then imagine days. The way they spread the ball, and if there's a game plan, because you know the Patriots do it, they'll game plan to just run it like 20 times. I mean, he's got to share the ball with all those guys. I mean, Edelman's not going to stop getting the ball. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
As a Patriots fan, you win both ways, because here's what could happen. If in perfect scenario, best case scenario, he comes out here and he rules and he's great and they end up going to the Super Bowl. Great. Let's say, like Fred and I were just saying, he goes 3 weeks, he's a good soldier, the dude kills it. Next thing you know, he gets in a fight with Tom Brady. He goes on Instagram and calls Bill Belichick a racist, and he's kicked off the team.
Yeah.
They're still going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That's the thing.
Just having him, you saw last night, yeah, this team is going to the Super Bowl with Antonio Brown or without him.
Yeah.
So enjoy the ride, man, because no one knows how this is going to end.
I cannot believe they guaranteed him $10 million with the team that they have right now.
They wanted him so bad.
I have no idea why.
I mean, you're right. I mean, they don't need him.
No.
But I'm so glad they did that. I mean, this is because, honestly, one thing that you know is going on in his head. First of all, there's questions as to whether or not he knew the Patriots were going to pick him up. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a story later on about how, you know, all this crap that he did on social media where he posted the video of Gruden and then he did all the other stuff. If he knew that the Patriots were going to get him, he hired a social media content person to help him get fired from the team.
And people like go, oh, that's a shrewd move.
No,
that's a psycho.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
I almost swore. He's bat crap insane.
Yeah, because I was reading that like, oh, he's so shrewd.
No.
He hired a media consultant. No!
He's a maniac.
He's a maniac.
And now you have a maniac. Oh, my gosh. And I was laughing so hard. I was laughing so hard. He's the only person on Instagram that I follow outside of the station. That's it. On the Touch and Rich account, he's the only one I follow now. Because once he signed with the Patriots, oh, my God, his Instagram account was the best. There was a cartoon of him sitting in a pile of money, swimming in money, going,
that's the Patriots way right there.
That picture right there might be the absolute best representation of the complete opposite of everything that the Patriots are
exactly,
and what they stand for. I mean, this is going to be the best disaster ever.
Well, when he was talking about getting out of Oakland, I mean, his comments were, I've done everything I can do in this game. I have money. I've set the records.
Yeah.
He's going to go here and he's going to start kicking over water, Gatorade buckets. He's going to go insane.
Yeah, the first time Brady throws 8 passes to James White and 6 to Josh Gordon and, you know, 3 to the tight end Izzo, and Antonio Brown is held to like 4 catches for 75 yards. Doesn't matter if he gets the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
But 4 catches for 75 yards later this season, he's going to go crazy.
Yep.
He's going to go nuts.
And let's just say for a moment that everything goes perfect. I mean,
What are the odds of that?
A 2% chance.
Okay.
There's a 2% chance.
I think you're high
of him
there,
being a good soldier.
Yeah.
But let's say he does. Then what you're going to see is something reminiscent of that year that was it 2008 when, or 2007 when Randy Moss and Tom Brady were just like magic. It was
yeah,
something
Brady threw 50 touchdown passes and Moss got 23 of them.
You couldn't believe you were seeing it.
And they went undefeated.
As I said, and then if he doesn't work out, they're still going to the Super Bowl. So this year as a Patriots fan is going to be an all-timer as far as entertainment's concerned.
Yeah.
It's going to be an all-timer.
Absolutely no clue why they signed him. None.
And now that he's here.
Because he's amazing.
Yeah, I know, but they don't need him.
I,
They didn't need him, and to guarantee him that money, that he has no incentive.
They guaranteed him the money because that was the only way.
I know,
but they could get him. Yeah. I mean, Belichick is so in love with him.
Yeah.
It's that obvious. Belichick is so in love with him, so enamored with him, wanted him so badly.
Right.
They had
this.
To guarantee him that money.
Okay.
By the way, they don't have the cap room for that. They have to give him like a Darrell Revis contract with avoidable second year. To fit him in under the cap.
Yes. All right. So, but here's the deal is that every other reclamation project that they bring in is, you know, incentive based. That, okay, we're going to give you a shot to reclaim your image. Yep. Da 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 da. And Antonio Brown's going to say, all right, give me $10 million. Like, I got, what do I need to do here?
I know.
And then he's coming in and he's going to be like, oh, man, I'm going to kill it. I got Tom Brady throwing to me. And then McDaniels is going to game plan one of these games to hand the ball off 35 times.
Imagine that offensive meeting. All right, guys, this is how we're going to attack the Dolphins, or this is how we're going to attack Cleveland, or this is how we're going to attack the Jets. Can you imagine Brown flipping out after finding out that he's not going to get the bulk of the catches?
And that's one of the reasons that they brought him in, is because even if it all implodes, they're still going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I keep saying that.
Well, I don't know why you would bring a guy in that could lose his mind and guarantee him $10 million.
Because it could be amazing. And another thing, is that you've got Josh Gordon and him together. So you've got two people who are giant question marks. And it does lower the percentage of, I mean, at least you got one. Like, if one flips out, you still got the other one. You know what I mean? It's like a little bit of, like, flip-out insurance. You see what I'm saying?
Is there
two guys that could be gone within the middle of the season, at least there's insurance that... The chances of them both going at the same time, I'm saying, is a lot more drastic than just one.
Is there any way that Antonio Brown's attitude affects what they have going on in
the
locker room?
No, no.
Is there any way that
me?
Happens?
No way.
Well, it's going to be...
No way.
Belichick's... it's going to be a nightmare for Belichick because it's like he absolutely hates that stuff.
It's not a nightmare. They just get rid of him.
They've guaranteed him $10 million.
It doesn't matter. They'd have no problem
that
cutting
That tells
him.
You how much Belichick loves him, because he wouldn't be willing to take a cap hit like this.
And that's this is
unless
the
only, he unless he thought it was worth it.
The only team in the league that could handle a guy like that and the locker room be complete Antonio Brown proof is the Patriots.
I
don't know if they're Antonio. We'll
as long as you got Tom Brady, I think that the personality of your locker room is the personality of your biggest star. And there's no one bigger than Tom Brady.
Man.
Antonio Brown, anywhere he goes, would pretty much be the biggest star. Not here. As long as Tom Brady's here, he's not going to affect that locker room.
We'll see. They don't need him. I don't know why they got him. But this bird situation is worth keeping your eye on. Because the phone's been ringing and no one's been answering. So
he's working on Twitch diligently behind you.
I understand that.
Yeah, diligently.
But I'm not positive that computer's up in there. But anyway.
He's staring at a blank screen.
I don't know what's
can
going on.
Can he answer in that room? Are you?
All right, so this Twitch birds thing is. Yeah, birds in here screwing with the Twitch. You might as well not call in today. All right, so we will have a bunch of stuff coming up, a lot to talk about. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Recapping what you missed, it's Tetcher and Rich. What happened last night?
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Tetcher and Rich. A lot going on.
Yep. Total destruction.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Backs up. Four-man rush. Dumps it off across the middle. Catch by Gordon. Striding to the 20. And he totals at the 5. Out of a tackle. Yeah. Alive. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Patriots.
Flash. Got a little drag route. Hits him. There's two defenders there. They grab a foot. Here comes 3. He gets hit. 20-yard touchdown to start the season for Josh Gordon.
Did you see the picture of Zolak? like spazzing out when Brady got on the field? Like,
no.
Zolak's on the sideline. He's like, Brady.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And Brady's just kind of looking at him. And Zolak's like hunched over, like in complete excitement. And Brady's kind of sitting there, standing there like, okay.
Well, maybe it was the banner drop. Maybe it was Gronk in the house. Or maybe it was Godsmack taking a time machine from 2003 to kick out the Jams pregame. So Bird was at the game, and they didn't show it on TV. I guess that the sound wasn't up, so they were just on stage and no one could hear him playing. So if it wasn't on TV and you couldn't hear in the stadium, then nobody could hear him.
Oh, it wasn't on TV?
No, they didn't show the smack on TV.
Because sometimes they don't care about the audience. They want it for TV so you can barely hear it.
Nope.
But maybe they heard him rehearsing or doing sound check and they decided maybe not to turn it up.
Maybe not.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Bird's just in and out with a camera there.
This is trip 5 or 6. I've lost track.
10?
Okay.
Well, whatever happened last night, the Patriots were hell-bent for destruction as they steamrolled the Steelers 33-3. Tom Brady looked sharp. He finished 24 for 36, 351 yards, 3 touchdowns and no picks. He got big nights from almost all his receivers, 83 yards from Edelman, 73 from Josh Gordon, and 2 touchdowns from this guy.
3rd and 10 now for Brady from the gun. White to his left at the Patriot 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open Dorsett. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriots!
58-yard freaking strike right down the cut to a guy nobody talks about. Philip Dorsett, y'all worried about Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman. All this kid does, keep working. Start the buses.
Philip Dorsett seems to catch absolutely everything that comes his way. That last touchdown was just an embarrassing busted coverage by the Steelers. Speaking of embarrassing, nothing like being down 20 and going for a field goal late in the game. And I'm with Zolak on this call until things get a little weird in Zoland.
And again, Foster stands up at left guard as Kyron.
No.
Runs
no
to
chance.
The right, and Roethlisberger throws it to the left, airmailing it incomplete. He had 2 receivers in the vicinity, Moncrief and Switzer, but no chance to complete it.
Send them
here
in.
Here comes the field goal unit.
Oh, why other teams are stupid. Oh, my God. Man, just bring your sister out and kiss her. I mean, what? This is horrible.
That was good work by Jason McCourty and Patrick Chung, the Steelers.
Wow.
With that bunch. Good communication
what
by
was that
the Patriots.
This is comical.
Here comes Boswell.
Teams never learn in here.
First field goal try of the new season. The snap and the spot from 29 yards away. The kick is good.
I have no idea what that means.
Go to the movies. Stretch out like you're got a bad back. Put your arm around your sister and make out.
My question is, usually that's reserved, like when you tie. If you tie someone, it's like kissing your sister, right? That's how the saying goes?
Yeah, I still don't understand.
Yeah,
don't
but I mean, that was to make it 20-3, so I have no idea what it was that Zolak was going for there.
I don't know. You just maybe you had thoughts of kissing sisters.
Okay.
Robel, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thanks,
I just had a quick question. I was listening to ESPN yesterday, and Jay Glazer was on, and he said he contacted a lot of NFL front office, and they said that they're almost 100% sure that Bill Belichick was involved in this whole AB trade. If that was the case, then how crazy is it still crazy to you guys that Bill Belichick gave him that $10 million deal, or is it a genius move now?
Why did Antonio Brown sign with Oakland then?
No, he
signed with Oakland.
What I'm saying is,
he could have come in, got it. He could have come in, forced his way out of town.
Well, he signed with Oakland because he couldn't go to when the Steelers made their trade. There were 4 teams that he wouldn't trade.
He didn't have to sign.
Well, he needed money.
He had a contract,
right?
They signed with a contract. So if it's Antonio Brown and the big plan was to go to New England,
I think the big plan was the moment that he found out that he could get cut. Like when he got that letter that said that they might actually take away the guarantee, I think that Rosenhaus might have whispered in his ear, hey, listen, I got a feeling the Patriots still want you.
Well, if I'm Rosenhaus, it just cost me an ass load of money, so I don't know about that.
It didn't really.
It did. It cost him $900,000.
Hold on. Didn't Antonio Brown sign the extension with Pittsburgh and then the next year force his way out?
No.
I thought he signed in 2017.
No. He signed with Oakland. He signed with Oakland. He had an existing deal, And he signed with Oakland.
Yeah, and I think that that was all legitimate. And I think that he truly thought he was going to play in Oakland.
Right.
Until they threatened to pull his guarantee.
Fine.
And
fair
he was
enough.
Like, once he thought that he could get cut, he was like, you know what? I'm sure Rosenhaus put it in his ear and said, listen, the Patriots might have you. And I think that forced his hand, and he started doing those things like posting the videos.
Well, which is very, very sane. But okay, here's the deal. I don't think Rosenhaus wanted him going anywhere. However, if the idea was that he wanted out of there, that's absolutely true. He hired a effing social media firm to tell and for what? The genius to felony tape a call and put out a video? But but obviously, yeah, when he wanted out of there, he wanted to get cut. That's true. But I think what the caller was saying is all along,
there was this
massive plan by Antonio Brown to get to play with the Patriots.
No, I think on Wednesday, posted the thing, that's when Rosenhaus was like, listen, you might get cut. And if you do get cut, don't worry, Antonio, because there might be a team in New England that might want you.
That's I buy. But I'm telling you that people are saying that this was a grand plan all along.
No. That's not how it works.
It turns out we're both right. He signed a 4-year, $68 million contract extension with Pittsburgh in February of 2017, then got traded to Oakland, and he signed a restructured deal in March of this year.
All right, that's what
3 years, $50 million.
Right. He got more money from Oakland. He did not have to sign that
Pittsburgh
deal.
Did trade him only 1 year into the extension, but yes, you're right. Then he re-signed the deal. Yes, yeah, we're both correct.
The big deal that he got was from Oakland. And he...
Yeah, made him the highest paid wide receiver,
the plan was to play for Oakland.
There's got to be some part of him. I mean, this is his last stop. If he can't exist here, he's never going to get a big deal with anybody. There's got to be... Drew Rosenhaus is a very smart guy. He has to somehow get a hold of that 2% of Antonio Brown that knows what's going on and say, look, this is your chance. If you're quiet for 6 months... some team is going to sign you to an incredible amount of money.
Okay, they probably will because teams are dumb. But at his age, with his track record, even if he plays one season here, I'm not giving him any kind of money resembling what he was going to get.
I understand.
But someone will.
Someone will. If he manages to walk the straight line for 6 months and puts up mammoth numbers, catches another 100 balls for 1,200 yards and 15 touchdowns in 15 games, which, by the way, is certainly within reason for him, somebody's going to offer him an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, well, how old is
he? All he has to do is be quiet. He's in his 30s.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him... I mean, I don't think he's ever going to get a deal like he had in...
No. What I'm saying, he'll get another 3 or 4 year contract. He won't get 5 years, but he'll get another front-loaded 3 or 4 year deal.
I don't think he ever gets another $30 million guarantee.
By the way, take this call, because this is actually a good point. Because I've been thinking about this as well.
Curtis, go ahead.
Yeah, I just, when I first heard this and all the, conspiracy theorists and what have you, if Belichick, assuming that there was this grand scheme and Belichick was somehow through other people or what certain secret channels involved, I mean, wouldn't that blatantly point towards tampering?
Yes.
With the history of cheating, I mean, it's not beyond them.
Yeah, that is tampering, and there are people reporting that Belichick, the Patriots, had talked to Antonio Brown as early as before he was cut.
Yeah, don't think that there aren't at least 30 other teams right now trying to figure out whether or not the Patriots tampered. I guarantee you that they are doing. Everyone's taking a look, trying to figure out whether they did. And I would think because of all the trouble they've been in the past, this might have been a situation where they were ultra careful to keep their hands clean. Rosenhaus is really good friends with Belichick. I mean, they've worked together on a lot of different things, and I think that they've kind of... he's done favors for a lot of Rosenhaus's clients. He's, had them in for workouts when, like, old veteran guys, when no one would look at them to get their trade value up. Oh, the Patriots are interested in this guy, or their market value. So I think that there was a little bit between those two that probably doesn't constitute tampering. But either way, I guarantee you someone out there is looking as hard as they can to see if they can dig up any dirt on the Patriots regarding this.
Now I have to root for this guy, which bothers the crap out of me.
Oh, really, you got to root for the story.
The story's the best. No, content, this is a gold mine for this show and this station. It's great, but as a Patriots fan, I feel dirty.
You got to root for him to freak out. That's what you got to root for. This team's going to the Super Bowl no matter what. You got to root for Antonio Brown to lose his mind.
Because just can you imagine him doing the things, like recording a phone call with Belichick?
It would be the greatest thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, he loves recording
phone
calls.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he does. He just loves recording phone calls. I guarantee you he records telephone calls with people from the Patriots. Now, if he releases them, that's an entirely other thing.
I lost respect for Gruden. I really did.
Why?
Why did I lose respect for Gruden? Because he actually had to stand in front of microphones or talk to the media and said he was okay with all of the nonsense he had to put up with.
Well, he was the only voice in the wilderness.
Everyone was crapping all over Antonio Brown, and Gruden was there saying
he was trying to salvage the
situation. Misunderstood guy, man.
What is? I mean, they got out of the money. They don't owe him any money. So, I mean, they cut him. If the Patriots cut Brown, everyone's going to go, oh, well, you know, that's the way it went, and it didn't cost him anything except for $10 million. All right, what else is going on, Rich? We're going to go to have the headlines.
Yeah, let's get to some of the post-game press conference notes as far as Ben Roethlisberger's reaction to Antonio Brown signing with the Patriots.
Stay tuned for Tetcher and Rich on 98.5 Sports. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. The sports
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Number 25 again off play action and open for the touchdown. Dorsett.
Tom Brady, magical with his eyes. Watch him look left and look at what it's going to do right here to Terrell Edmonds. Looks left. He takes one step the wrong direction. And bango, Brady has him.
Bango. Bango.
Maybe Collinsworth was like the dorky friend back in the early 80s when the Eck was riding around. He was
hanging out in his Camaro for a little bit before the game.
Maybe they were like, you know, get in, Collinsworth. And he would go to open the door and he'd go, vroom, up a little bit. Come on, Collinsworth, bango.
Well, what an ass kicking last night. And you know what? We're obviously going to not talk about as much as the Antonio Brown stuff, but I mean, the defense, even without Kyle Van Noy, looked just unbelievable last night. I think that the Steelers went 2-for-10 on third down. Yeah, as a matter of fact, my favorite penalty of the night last night was this one.
False start. Offense. All alignment except for the center. Replay, second down.
I mean, that's just fantastic.
Yeah, everybody was obviously kind of missed it. But if you want a flaw, the new center there, Karras.
Oh, my God, he thought Tom Brady was 11 feet tall.
He was floating those snaps, which is going to ruin Brady. It's going to get him all out of his rhythm, and it's going to cost them everything. If that was the one thing I kept hearing about, is the floating of the snaps.
It's true, and of course, Marcus Cannon, if there's any negative about last night, obviously him going down with a shoulder injury in the fourth quarter is not the best news. No word yet on the severity yet, right, John?
No.
I think today they're going to have, I guess, more information on that. But the fact that they said he was questionable to return might mean a little more than out. Like, you know, when they immediately say out, then you go, all right, well, they're kind of screwed here. So yeah, we'll see how bad it is. Didn't look good. He's such an important piece. And hopefully we'll know something by this morning. But yesterday, after the game, all the talk was about Antonio Brown. And, of course, the person who was going to spill all the beans, Bill Belichick.
Bill, your offense was obviously very productive tonight, but Antonio Brown already put out on social media that he's joining your team. What might he add? Can you tell us anything about that decision?
Yeah, no. I'll talk about the game. Players that are on our team, I thought they did a great job tonight offensively. We, you know, had some balance and made some big plays, had a couple big throws down the field for touchdowns and big gains. So, you know, anytime you can get those explosive plays, that helps open things up.
All right, well, there's always another reporter who goes, well, this person didn't ask the question properly. Maybe I will.
Bill, just wanted to see, do you have any comment on the reports? And
no.
No.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Someone should have said, well, you'd be paying Antonio Brown in cash because he appears due to illustrations on his social media that he'll be sitting in piles of cash.
Oh, that is my favorite. That when I saw that, I was just like, this couldn't be any more opposite everything that the Patriots are.
Oh, yeah, the Patriot way. Yeah. The Patriot way.
Sitting in a pile of money.
That's a good point. You know, Belichick's going to have to answer at least five questions each day about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
For an entire season.
And he's going to love it. He's going to love shoving it in people's face.
Well, he's going to love it until Antonio Brown does something on the sideline.
And then they're going to cut him.
It's not good.
It's great. They win either way.
It's only one
it's
year.
Crazy.
No. They don't win either way. We win.
No, the Patriots win either way. They don't need Antonio Brown.
Okay,
they win either way.
I don't even know. That will be refreshing if when Antonio Brown starts screwing around. The idea that Belichick is going to have to answer questions
and how great
is going to piss him off to no end.
What about this bizarro scenario? What if he starts going nuts and Belichick continues to keep him?
Well, that's what I'm saying. All this talk of like that if the minute he slips up, they're going to cut him. That you don't give $10 million to a guy you're going to cut right away.
Right.
Like they have to let some things go.
They absolutely destroyed their cap space for this guy. They got nothing left.
Yeah, and remember when Teddy Johnson was in here, he thought that Gronkowski might still be playing if he wasn't playing for Belichick. And if Belichick truly will not, this is going to be so funny. If Belichick truly won't, you know, bend to kind of satisfy star players, Antonio Brown's going to love that.
Because think about it. He did everything he could to get kicked off the Raiders. And let's say he just doesn't want to play anymore. What's he going to do to top the stuff he's already done? And if Bill Belichick continues to keep him around despite making a video about Bill Belichick or putting things on Instagram that are offensive or whatever, I mean, he's going to have to like smear his own feces on the lockers in the locker room.
No, he's going to have to show everyone that secret sauce is made if he catches the Patriots cutting corners, something like that.
Well, I will tell you this, is that it's based on the Instagram of him sitting in the money.
It's the
There will be at least his Instagram...
Follow him.
Of course, I'm going to follow him. Apparently, it's like his whole thing. Like he's going to have this social media empire, and when he's still excited about being signed, he's just throwing money in the air. It's just that he's such a maniac.
I mean, is this a rational person?
No, because he could have had $30 million he was throwing in the air.
Right. It's one third of he should have just erased a third of the money in that cartoon. Or two thirds of it.
All he had to do was play tonight, then run his way out of town. He just had to play tonight, then run his way out of town.
Well, I mean, does this sound like a rational person? This is the video that he recorded.
Oh, he loves doing this.
This is the video he recorded of him after he found out he was cut. All right? This is after he got cut, his reaction.
They lost it. Let me see it.
Look at Adam Schefter.
The Raiders.
Free! Oh, my God! Oh! Oh! Let's go! The freedom bell ring got me flying like a free, fly like an eagle.
Yeah, he's 100%.
Let's go.
By the way, he's running around his backyard.
Let's go.
With his shirt off.
Oh, I'm free. Oh.
Oh, it just cost myself money.
Oh. Grandma, they freed me. They freed me, Grandma.
I told you I'm going to work out.
Oh, God is the greatest.
It's gonna be
yep.
He is wonderful. He's insane. Oh my God. He's running around that backyard. He can't get enough.
Dan, our producer, my headset just said, is that music for Bird? He's walking in and out of the studio.
Bird and we had an engineer, Joshua. So I feel bad I had to come in, but like the Twitch isn't working. They put Bird. This is like Zoolander when they looked at the computer.
This is so great. Somebody said, next week, Bill is going to be asked the same question and answer. That transaction was last week. We have 53 guys on the roster.
That's right.
Yep. Of course he is. That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to say anything.
And he's going to relish doing it, too. You think it's going to drive him crazy? Oh, he is so looking forward to it.
Until something happens, and it will.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Something's happening.
It would destroy any team but the Patriots. And they're still going to go to the Super Bowl no matter what happens. So just sit back and enjoy the ride.
The worst thing is it would annoy veterans that have behaved. Because, again, they can't cut him. Like, listen, if he tapes Belichick and all that. But that was suggested to him by the media company that he hired.
Where do you find that company? How to get fired social media company?
I don't know. He's such a moron. Here's what you do, is you do something illegal. And then you may, and then, because he does have video cameras, like, following him around.
That's, when you say illegal, like, he could actually get in major trouble for filming.
That's really
that phone
illegal.
Call.
That's correct.
Like if Gruden really wanted to screw the guy, like, if he was truly pissed off about everything he did to shoot himself off the team, like, he could put up, like, I think, like, federal charges, wiretapping charges.
It is wiretapping charges. So, there you go. All right, Rich, let's briefly touch on what's going on with the Red Sox. We will have that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Johnny here. I got a quick question for Freddie.
Okay. Why'd you say John?
I said Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So last night with those two deep passes to Dorsett and the way Brady squeezed that one over the middle into Gordon, I want to know what you guys think about Brady's arm with his receiving core this year. I think he's got a rocket arm. Thanks, guys.
I mean, it's fine. I don't think he throws like a magical deep ball or anything.
It'll be interesting having a guy who, I mean, how long has he had a guy since he's had like a burner like Antonio Brown where he might be able to throw those deep balls? You know what I mean? You know how long it's been? You got Josh Gordon as well. He hasn't really been tested that much. So to have those two guys on your team, let's see if he's still got it.
I mean, Dorsett's a deep guy. He's a burner. But, I mean, yeah, he's fine. I mean, he doesn't throw like the – he doesn't have the strongest arm in the league.
He scared me at the beginning of the game. A couple ducks there to start things off, and then he got right back on track. Yeah, just the old nerves for the beginning of the year. Well, less than 11 months after winning the World Series, Red Sox GM Dave Dombrowski has been issued his walking papers. The move made official after last night's loss to the Yankees, which put the team 8 games out of a wild card spot. I think they said, all right, enough's enough. They're not going to the postseason. Let's get this over with. Dombrowski, of course, what's that?
Well, here's what happened is that he came in, he did what he wanted to do, which was win the World Series. He got into their minor league system. But as he has done before with guys like Cabrera, he signed... re-sign guys.
This horrendous contract.
Horrendous contract. So this is what he does, and then he'll be on his way.
And that's the thing,
Pied Piper,
gone but not forgotten. Every time you see Chris Sale pull up with an elbow or a shoulder in August, you can remember Dave Dombrowski 3 years from now.
Yeah,
whoever's running this team is hamstrung to the nth degree because of what his predecessor did, but. Give John Henry credit. He knew what he was getting into. The track record was well documented. And Henry's like, let's see. Is there a way to spend all of my money to literally buy a World Series? Yeah. Yeah, you can do it if you have enough money. And he did it. Congratulations. You got your World Series, which is something Dombrowski didn't accomplish in Detroit. So good. You got what you paid for. And now you're stuck with the aftermath, which is also well documented. Wherever Dombrowski's gone.
Yes.
You do not have a good farm system. You do not have a good salary structure. But, hey, congratulations. You got to raise a banner.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he does. He comes in, he spends all your money, he guts your system, and you win World Series, and then he's off. He's like Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction.
The Wolf.
Yeah, he just comes in. Well, he the does
Wolf.
His job.
But the thing is, the Wolf cleans up. But, Dombrowski leaves a mess. Well, that's the only difference.
All right. Well, he's the anti.
The anti Wolf. He's the opposite.
He puts the dead body in the back of the car.
That's right.
And blows his head off.
Yeah, I'm sure Dombrowski's not crying right now. I'm sure he's just like, yeah.
He's going to get a great gig somewhere. They're going to pay him a lot of money.
It better be a place that's willing to spend money.
There aren't as many of those around as there used to be.
I mean, because Illich, when he was in Detroit, was desperate to win a championship before he died. And so he was giving him a free reign. Henry gave him free reign.
Yeah.
And this is what they have.
You have to have a team with a large payroll and a certain mindset. John Henry wanted to win again. He's like, I'm sick and tired of this nonsense. You know, 2013 was a long time ago. I want a World Series. Who can get me that guy? Who can get me that? And he looked and saw, oh, here's the quickest way to do it.
Except for one move, I think I could have done everything that Dombrowski
Which did. Is the one you couldn't have done.
When the second baseman that they picked up.
Ian Kinsler?
No.
For the World Series run?
Yeah, for the World Series run, but it wasn't Kinsler. It was a guy, I can't remember off the top of my head. He made one, like, underground move that ended up working out for
well,
him.
Well, I think one of the best moves he made, if you want to give him any credit, was the move he didn't make, and that was to bring Craig Kimbrell back, because he has been an absolute mess this year. He's been a disaster. We've been put on the IR twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Been on the IL twice for the Cubs.
So I guess everybody kind of knew, but, you know, if you want to give him any credit, it's that he didn't bite on that one.
Yeah, but that's more than canceled out by the fact that he knew the bullpen was going to be a problem about 6 weeks into the season and did nothing. Didn't even look for another guy.
Nope.
Just, you know what? I'm riding this out. Yep. You know, I lucked out. I cashed in on a lottery ticket by doing absolutely nothing, and we won the World Series. So, of course, that's going to happen again. Nope.
No.
Nothing in the trade deadline. Nothing. The bullpen.
No. So whoever comes in next is going to have a bit of a mess to clean up, but we'll see.
I think his whole thing was that, you know, they didn't give me that extension that John Henry kind of teased at the beginning of the season, so I'll just sit here and let the world explode around me, and I'll get a great gig after this.
Yep. We'll see about that.
It was funny because yesterday, Jared Carrabas on Twitter tweeted something about an hour before it was made official saying there's something big going on behind the scenes here. Like, he knew, like, he'd heard talk that this was going to happen. And guys like Alex Cora, I think, were somewhat taken by surprise.
Alex, what's your reaction to the news about Dave Dombrowski?
I just found out, so, surprise and shock. Obviously, right now I don't have too much to say. We'll talk a little bit more tomorrow. But this guy, they gave me a chance to come here and be a big league manager. And you know, it's one of those that they cut me. You know, they just told me. So, I'm not ready to talk about it.
Yeah, he's got to have mixed feelings too, because last season, obviously, he's the guy who brought him in, and then this season, how frustrating is it that he had to deal with the personnel that he had to deal with? He's been essentially begging for bullpen help at the beginning of the season, and then just something at the trade deadline to help them out and nothing.
Well, Cora should be concerned because if this happens again next year, I think that he's not long for this job. They've shown that before, that winning a World Series does not guarantee you longevity with this team. So,
we saw that with Farrell.
Yeah. All right. We have coming up Mr. Mike Flynn, who I don't know if he's here or not. Oh, he is here. Mike Flynn is going to sit in with us. Of course, he was 11-year veteran Super Bowl champion center.
Mike Flynn's running Twitch right now.
Okay.
There he goes.
how much worse could it be? All right. He's going to join us. We're going to be talking about all things Patriots. 617-779-0985. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.